This is a, I see this as a massive day for the series, almost pivotal. England, should they bat all day, you sort of think, well, surely Australia can't come back. If Australia should bowl England out cheaply, then it's all on the table again. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I think it's set up for a very, very interesting morning. I think the first hour, I guess, in the obvious is crucial. You know, I'm looking forward to an England fight back. I mean, the Australians made the pitch look sort of, you know, a really good hard flat track. So I'm hoping we do the same and that we see, you know, England in the top order really, you know, build some good scores today. You know, Australia need to win this, so they've got to attack. They've got to set an attacking field, and you know, our guys will be up for the challenge, of which I'm absolutely positive.
And it's been a wonderful series so far, so many dramatic moments, bit of controversy as well, individual performances too. But would you say it's good for the series that Australia have fought back, or are you sort of more keen to see England get back in front and obviously clinch the Ashes at the earliest opportunity?
I think as a cricket fan, I mean, you know, as an Englishman, I would love us to win the series 5-0. But I want to see a good Australian team, you know, the rival, the friendly rivalry over the years with Australia. You know, we don't want this to be a pushover, and I didn't really think it would be. You know, Michael Clarke and others, they're two good players not to come off eventually. So, you know, we want to see good cricket, and I think, you know, all the fans here appreciate and applaud good cricket, whether that's from England or Australia. I mean, Michael Clarke's 150, when he reached 150 yesterday, you know, virtually a standing ovation around the ground, because cricket fans appreciate good cricket. Of course we want to see England win, but we also want games to go 5 days and see a really good contest with hopefully England coming out on top. So I'm quite pleased to see an Australian fight back.
And finally, Liam, a prediction for today's play, perhaps. How many runs do you think Trott will get, and what sort of position will we see at the end of the day?
No, that is very much tempting face. I've got James, Trotty's agent, with me. he's a great scorer, will be great, not just for the brand, but, you know, the guy's a great person. We've become good friends, and, you know, we just want to see him do well, gets a bit more exposure to the brand, obviously, but for Trotty's a person, we want to see him a good score today. If Trotty gets a good score, then by the end of the day, England are going to be in a good position. So, yeah, you know, bring it on. We're looking forward to today. The weather's great. The ground's full. Jerusalem's just playing out over the speakers. You know, for me, it doesn't get much better than this. So, yeah, unfortunately, James, you're not with us. So, wish you were. So, there we go.